Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome in, everyone. We're sitting here this morning. The room's not as cozy here as we'd like for it to be, but we got down early this morning and turned the fireplaces on, got some flames going. It's warming up in here. Got the director of school sitting here with me. He's going to be talking to us a little bit here in a few minutes. And I think Mayor Reagan's going to come by about 9:30 and give us a quick rundown on the commissioner meeting we had the other night. We had originally scheduled our supervisor of the sanitation department to come up with him and talk to us about a little bit about our sanitation department, but I think they've had a little problem down at the sanitation department there, and he's having to stay close to the facility for a little while, so we will try and catch him again at a later date. But as always here on Thursday morning, along about 9 o'clock in the morning, if you will switch your radio dial over to 101.5 WVFB FM Kicks Country, you'll get us here as we come to you live and in living color here. And it's always a pleasure for you to allow us and a privilege to come into your home these mornings and remind everyone that we're on again this evening at 6 o'clock. And as I've said before, we're now getting into basketball tournament time, so schedules may change on the radio a little bit depending on the way the basketball teams are playing. But remind everyone, 9 o'clock every Thursday morning, the Clay County Corner, and then again at 6 o'clock that evening on a normal basis, be rebroadcast. Let's see, we've got a couple of things that we're going to, of course, discuss this morning about the flu problem here in the school system, and I'm sure we'll talk about some more education things that we've got going on. But let's see, right offhand, tonight we've got the Clay County High School basketball team will be traveling down to Jackson County to get in a game that had to be canceled and rescheduled. We had a little bit of weather one Friday night, but we'll be playing that tonight. And it's a pretty important game for our girls basketball team. I think the winner of that game, I think, will have the third place seed in the district, and the loser will be in fourth place. And so that's a pretty important game tonight. Our boys, of course, we've got first place sewed up. We're undefeated at this point in the district, and we won over Jackson County earlier, so maybe chances are odds in our favor that we should win that one tonight and finish the season undefeated. And along that same line, our young man, Tyreek Key, who's having a tremendous season this year, from all accounts to some of the stories in the national newspapers and stuff, he's probably in the running to be Mr. Basketball in Class A basketball here this year in the state of Tennessee. And that is based on regular season play, and they get that taken care of before the tournament start, because sometimes, you know, folks wonder why this four or five game wonder down at the state tournament, who, you know, turns on and averages about 90 points a ball game or something, he didn't become Mr. Basketball. Well, Mr. Basketball is based on the regular season play, not the postseason play. So there's a good strong possibility that we'll be bringing that trophy. He will be bringing that home to himself this year. And of course, it's not just for himself; it's for the entire team, because, you know, in basketball or any other sport, no one does it alone unless they're playing singles tennis. Right. But they too tend to do it alone. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll come back in a minute. And I've got a couple more things that I'd like to talk about before we let Mr. Eldridge take over here in a minute and talk to us a little bit about the school system and things going on there. But right now, let's take a little short break and get in a few words from our sponsor.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, Leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. I've got a couple little things I'd like to talk about a few minutes before Matt starts. And one of them, we had our Hall of Fame induction ceremony Sunday, and kind of came up on some of the history of Clay County schools and athletes and things. And we kind of reminisced a little bit, and we got to thinking and trying to think of, you know, the Willow Grove High School, which was in existence here from probably, I don't know, around whenever we had our first high school, around 1900, up until the early 40s when it was displaced and closed due to the building of Dale Hollow Dam. And I don't think anyone knows what happened to all the school records from up there. You know, we had graduating classes up there, and I'm sure there were class pictures hanging on the walls up there somewhere or another, the attendance records. And we know they probably went somewhere. I'm sure the ones that were active students then, they went to the high schools where they transferred to. And I think, of course, we had Maple Grove Elementary School at that time had been built, and it opened and kept right on going. But, there was a lot of history there that went along with Willow Grove School. And I know a lot of the students there and their families, they did move back, down to Salina. And, of course, Willow Grove, it's kind of something we think of that as being a very, very isolated place now. But before the dam, it wasn't isolated. Actually, Willow Grove, Pea Ridge, that was the area up in there then, all of that area. So they may have had some of the best athletic teams up there, even better than Salina was at that time, because I know we had district tournament or county tournaments in basketball. And I think if you really look hard over in the trophy case, some of the old trophies over there are a couple of Willow Grove trophies over there, but I've never been able to track down anything else. So what I'm kind of requesting now, if anyone has any information about Willow Grove School, I know there are some books that have been written on the town that was forgotten, and I haven't carefully read those, but I'm going to try and take a look at those again and see if there's some contact and things there. And, you know, these are kind of things that we need to preserve and find out what happened to them, to preserve some of our history. We don't want the town to be completely forgotten and the folks that lived up there. But right now, Matt Eldridge is here with me, and excuse me sometimes if I call you Mark.
That's all right. That'd be okay.
I know right now we're in the process of a little bit of a, not a dilemma, but a problem here with illness in the school. And I guess right off the bat, let Matt kind of explain what's going on with that.
Well, it's been, we've kind of struggled with sickness here for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, you've probably noticed several counties around has, they've closed and across the state. But we, the other morning, I think we'd actually got up to about 13%, which sometimes when you get around that 10, 11%, you need to look at is the illness getting better or not. But had a couple of parents of children that go to some of our schools the other morning asked me, you know, Mr. just getting at their offices, it's getting worse. And we checked the numbers, and I think we had about 13% out. And somewhere in there, you need to question, you know, do we need to close the doors? And that's, some people do at 10%, some people do at 15%, but somewhere in there, that's when you usually try to close the doors and do a little extra cleaning. That's what we're doing right now. And on Tuesday, I'd made the decision that we need to we're going to try to close Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And when I talked to the healthcare professionals, they said you need to try to string 3 or 4 days together, if you can, to let this, to let a sickness, a virus, or something run its course and not be, you know, spread back. Because what you do get is you get kids and parents trying to get their kids to school, and a lot of times they'll come sick and they're re-spreading the germ. They may miss the next day, but they've already spread that germ. But we made the decision on Tuesday to close, and sometime Tuesday, I think Mr. Bowles from Macon County texted me and said, how sick are you? We're really sick up here. So I've already made the decision to close, and I noticed they'd closed. And last night, Mr. Smith, or Barry Smith from Carthage from Smith County called me and asked me, what did I go through to close? Because I think he's going to do the same thing. And if you notice right now, I think the only thing right here in the Upper Cumberland that's really open may be Putnam County. I know Overton closed again. This is their second time closing. White County closed. We've closed. Macon's closed. Overton's closed again. So it's hit this Upper Cumberland pretty hard. But it's across the state. I think Stewart County closed Monday for the whole entire week. And what it seems to be, it's not just the flu, but the four things that the healthcare professionals have told me, it's been a stomach virus that's going around, an upper respiratory infection that's going around, the flu and strep. And at one time, I think flu was the majority thing we were having, but I think we're seeing as much strep right now as we are flu. And, you know, I know everybody hears about the flu, but strep can be pretty hard on anybody, children or anyone else either. And hopefully we'll have a chance to clean. That's what we're trying to do, clean a little extra. And we've sent some extra supplies out to the school. Hopefully they can clean doorknobs, desks, anything they can to help fight this. But, you know, we hate to do it. I put it off about 3 weeks. And I would have actually liked to wait until next week if I could. And we could have taken off put one more day in there and been like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then that following Monday that we're not in school. But that's not fair to the ones that's sick right now. So that's why I had, you know, don't put them off and make them go when they're sick. So that's why we went ahead and closed.
Okay, and I know there's a point too, not just the well-being of the students, but also it becomes a problem with economically for our system also, doesn't it, Matt?
It does, and I think this has been years ago when I learned this, and somewhere, yeah, you get funded each day. I mean, your ADM or average daily membership, the children that come to school, you get funded on that, and that's what the state gives you your VEP allotment on. And they base that every quarter, or for the 4 times throughout the year, they'll pull that attendance and they'll fund you on that. And at one point, when you get somewhere around that 11, 12%, you're basically financially losing money being in school. And that's not what we want to base it on, but that does come into play if you're out for extended periods of time, that you're going to lose money on that day you're in school. But that's right, Mr. Watson. Thomas, that's part of it too, that some systems look at. And I just thought we had to go ahead and do it for the fact that we had more out instead of less out. You know, I thought we might be getting better and we could hold off, but we were on the increase of the sickness.
Okay, with that, let's take a little short break and get in a commercial here from our sponsors. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors that make this show possible here each week. Let's get in just a couple spots from them here, and we'll be back just in a minute to continue our conversation.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping your summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. We'll jump right back in here with a couple of things. I want to remind everyone that about our birthday and anniversary club here at every Thursday. We allow you to call in and we set us up a week of birthdays here, and we'll put those in our sophisticated non-computerized selection system, and we'll pick out a winner along toward the end of the show, and then about halfway through we'll read those names and remind everyone it is from Thursday to Thursday. And called 243-5574, and you will get an answering machine. And remember, this is an answering machine, so wait a few seconds before you start talking after the beep. Everyone likes to start just as soon as that beep goes off because they're afraid they're going to miss something. Well, if you start too quick, I miss it. So, take your time, speak slowly, clearly, and if it's an unusual name, it doesn't hurt to spell it out, and of course, leave us a number that we can reach in case, for some reason or other, we have a malfunction of our equipment. Sometimes that happens, and we can give you a call back and make sure we get everyone on here, and we'll be giving away one of those cakes here in just a little while. Well, Matt, I know we were talking about the sickness, and I know one of the questions that, as a coach, we always got, well, how come you shut school down, but you don't quit playing ball?
Well, and one of the things, here we are, we're about to be in a district tournament, and those times are set, and we don't either, we're not participating in the tournament, and we may have kids miss because of sickness. And, I mean, this last week, I think we had one day of each week, we had one of the coaches not come to practice because they were sick. So it's affecting. And I think yesterday Coach Edwards had not scheduled practice to give them a day off to go home and sleep and rest up and try to, if they were sick, get that energy back and try to heal up a little bit. And you've got to go on with what you got. I mean, I think one day we were off, we had a welding, we had a couple students go to a welding competition, and Miss Hatcher took them on even though there was no school. When that's their competition day, whether it's welding, basketball, you know, some type of ag, whatever it is, you've got, kind of got to go on.
And, you know, health-wise, breathing-wise, it's a different atmosphere when you bring folks into a great big, you know, people say, well, that's a great big crowd. Well, it's also a great big building where you're not with the same, basically the same people for 6 hours. And that makes a big difference because, you know, the classrooms are closed in. I know there's good ventilation there. The heat and air systems work to keep it ventilated well, but still you're real close by and you're having physical contact with the same person basically all day, and if they are sick, there's a much, much greater chance that there will be transmission of the problem.
And the same thing, hey, parents, if those kids are sick at all, keep them home. Don't let them go to the ball game. I'm not trying to diminish the crowd by any means, but if you've got one sick, let those little fellows stay at home and heal up over these next few days and rest up and take medicine or whatever you've got for them. And, you know, we're asking you, don't put them into a situation where they could spread it or they're not going to feel good being there.
Okay, and what about does this fall under the so-called snow day clause, Matt?
It does, and of course, I know you've done this for years, Mr. Watson. You know about the attendance, but that's right. The inclement weather days, this does fall into those, and I think it was, I'm going to say 7 or 8 years ago, Nashville had actually got to use these, and since then I think they've let other systems use that, but I think Nashville was the first that had gotten forgiven for sickness, days of sickness, and since then, it may have been longer than that, time gets away from me, but 10 years ago, but since then, they've let other districts due to sickness get out like that, and it does, yes, sir. We basically, with everything involved, we have about 13 days it can be changed over to inclement weather or days of sickness, anything like that, and that's what these three will fall under. And I think this will put us at 5, which will basically leave us 8 remaining, and unless we have a lot of snow in the buttercups, we may not have a lot of snow this year.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the snow situation. I know we had just a little skiff of snow here in Clay County, and you know, it's one of those things, you know, if you call it off, why'd you do it? If you don't, but if you look at the other side, if you don't, folks, if you'll drive down the Arcot Road and drive around some of the bluffs down through there, you'll see why, if there's any danger at all. You know, the so-called bad rap for turning school out when there's not a whole lot of snow is a whole lot better than having to fish a school bus out of a river or over a bluff or someplace like that. All of the folks in Nashville, they made a bad decision one morning, and we had just all kinds of editorials and 2 or 3 days of television coverage.
And Thomas, you're right. In that last day we'd missed, that's exactly where I went. I'd get driven out of Arcot and looked through there. And, you know, there wasn't a lot, but on the curves and a couple of the north sides of the hills, there's still ice there. And I know everyone thinks those big buses ought to be heavy enough and go in the snow. They go as poorly in the snow and the ice as anything you've ever seen for a big vehicle. And I'm going to use my experience as director of making that call from 1 year in Overton County when I was the director for 4 of the years. You know, we would call off snow, and in 4 years I had one child that I made the call too late, and that one child wrecked. And it didn't hurt the child. It scared the child and the parents to death, and that was my own child, the only one ever wrecked in those 4 years going home, and he'd hit a skiff to ice. It was on the north side. No one else had seen a lot in the part of the county, and I get the call, all the kids are going home. That's the scariest time, when they're going home during something like that. Are the buses okay? Are the kids home in the evenings? And we'd called off. I'd waited too late trying to see if that radar was right or wrong, and there he was wrecked about a half a mile from my house, and you hit the wrong ice pack the wrong way going slow. Flipped over on his top. Now, it didn't hurt him. Luckily, we were fortunate and very blessed, but I would dare not have any other parent have the terror I had by the time I drove there to find him to see if he was okay. And I'd much rather miss a day of school than have any one of you parents have a child hurt or injured or in a wreck because of snow.
Okay, and then on the side of the snow day, the time, you know, Matt, it's It's really not time missed, is it?
No, it's not.
These things are based upon time earned, aren't they?
And
you want to explain that.
And he's right. You know, we go to most districts. I just want to say all of them. But here, I know in the Upper Cumberland, we all basically put in a little extra time of school each day than what's required. And it's built up. So if we put in 15 minutes extra each day over the course of that year, you're going to earn those 13 or 14 stockpile days. Actually, it's 11 is what it is, but you're going to earn those 11, and two can be transmitted from administrative days to stockpile days. But, you know, that extra 30 minutes, because I know years ago, back in the old days when I was in school day didn't last as long, but no one had stockpile days back then either. So that's where the days have kind of been extended over the last few years, and I said the last 20 years. So you have those built up in the case of that weather. You have water floods and, you know, things like that you do get out for weather. And it doesn't cause you to go on Saturdays. I know in the 70s, I was in elementary school, we had to go on Saturdays. We had to go, you know, we'd miss 40, 50 days of school in the late 70s due to snow once. And that's why, you know, these are built in, like Mr. Watson said. You build those into your school day, so you've got that extra time. And it's like he said, not really time lost.
And you know, so actually, if we don't get the snow days, they're getting a bonus.
We're getting plus time, yes, sir.
Okay, another thing I know right now, it's getting close to budget time, and I think all the different divisions of the county government have already began. And I'm sure you work budgets really the year round, you look at what you're spending,
yes,
and try to, you know, estimate how much each month you're going to spend the next year. But I know that's just kind of the beginning of the official process. But on the budget level, I know in the governor's State of the State speech the other day, you know, he talked about the tremendous surplus that's been built up and money for education. I'm wondering, do you all have any inklings yet of anything new that's going to be coming down?
Well, not yet. I mean, he says he's going to give money for, of course, teachers' raises, and that'd be great, and we can, you know, distribute that according to how many we have. We don't have it exactly. The only thing that always scares you, and I know I keep referring back to Thomas because he's been through this same stuff like I have for years, but, you know, when they say we're going to give you X number of dollars for teacher raises, sometimes they'll turn around and take it out of another pot that you may have to make up the difference with. And I hope that's not coming this year. But, you know, that'd be a warm welcome for the teachers and the staff and all if they do give a little extra money in there. And I think that's the way he's making it sound, that we will get that clear extra money. I hope so.
And there's one magic word in it there, Matt, and that is recurring.
Yes, sir. Yes. That's always nice when it's recurring. Not a one time, because the one time, you're really limited on what you do, because if you know, several years ago, there was a big fund went in for a one-time expense that you could hire staff, but after that 1 year, you got to let them go, because that money's not reoccurring. So you're exactly right, Thomas. That's exactly right.
And that really wasn't a good thing back when we elected super.
That's right.
Was it? And I can't remember some of those things. Where I think here in Clay County, we got a tremendous grant 1 year from the, from the Department of Labor, I think, when we got a bunch of money. We could have hired a bunch of teachers. And I think our director here at that time, our superintendent, you know, decided to go another route and spend it on would last a long
That's
time
right.
because, you know, no one wanted to hire someone and give them a real good position for 1 year, and the next year, I'm sorry, but that's something, that recurring word, that's a magic word.
It is, and like I think I've done the same thing. There was 1 year about the stimulus money came through, and there were some systems that did a lot of hires. But Mr. Watson's right. It's always fun to give that job, but it's never fun to say, I'm sorry you don't have one. That's a horrible thing.
Okay. Now, I know we've still got we've made it through the first half of the school. And what about the testing system this year? Are we going to be still paper, or are they?
Well, we will at most of the schools. You know, they gave you a choice if you want to go online or not. I think this year it'll be okay online. I think elementary, I think they say next year they want everybody to be online, at least at the high school level. But I hope that works better. I mean, they've got the bugs, have it, because they've worked a year and it never did Yeah, I will go on something Mr. Watson had started years ago, the Exceed program. It's been a great program with some of the Upper Cumberland and some of the districts. Anyway, I'll go ahead and kind of county schools. Right now, it's Clay and Jackson and Pickett that's still in it, and we won the Exceed trophy again. And so we won that academics, so it's still over to high school. And it looks like, if you ever go through there at the ball game or wherever you go, it looks like the Stanley Cup or the hockey. And we won it again this year. And, of course, the other two directors, Mr. Barlow and Ms. Elder, said, I can't believe y'all got it again. Are you going to have an acceptance speech? And when you see how big it is, I wanted to sing Old Canada like the hockey teams do. But, no, it's a huge cup. We're very pleased for our children and teachers that's made that achievement. And what it's based on is our three counties based on its growth. So it's not just growth. It is achievement also. But we did win that again, and very fortunate and very tickled to have that. And it's over to high school again. I think 3 years in a row now.
I believe that's correct. Well, Matt, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and I think we've caught up on some things and hopefully answered some questions for our folks here in the county. And like we said, we never take a chance on a child's safety in any way and health. We've got to consider the looking at everyone, and we realize, you know, that some folks want their children in school every day, and then, of course, you have the group that have gone through, and they've, their kids got sick 2 weeks ago, and for the school system, it looked like everything right now, it's kind of smoothed out, everything's going good, and as maybe a representative of some of the community members, we all would like to thank you for the job that you've done this year.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right, and we'll have you back down again here before long.
Sir.
Maybe you can come down with when we celebrate that, bringing maybe a big gold ball home from down Murfreesboro maybe or something.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for being with us. Right now, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute, and I'll check and see if my next guest is here.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise. We'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rim cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Reagan's made it up this morning. We usually try to do him for a full hour, but we had originally scheduled the... Is he the director of...
Solid Waste Director.
Solid Waste Director, and he was going to come up, but I think he had a little...
They had Mary Ann Copas that works in the office down there, and I know a lot of folks, when you call in down there to ask for any questions about the sanitation department or whatever, you'll speak to Mary Ann.
Okay. Now we've made our excuses. Let's go back to business a minute.
Okay.
That is, we've got to tell about the birthdays today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Do you ever have a birthday?
No.
You quit?
No. Yeah, I do.
Quit officially celebrating them.
I do.
Of course, you haven't quit having them. You just don't celebrate them, maybe. Is that what
but I have got something I would like to say. I'd like to wish my beautiful wife, Pandora, a happy anniversary coming up this Tuesday. I guess it is Valentine's Day.
Well, maybe you can con somebody into calling in, and she'll get a chance to win a cake.
Okay. Well, we might can do that. Maybe we'll get some of the kids to do that or something.
Well, right now, we've got a pretty good list here this morning, and we'll begin with that. Miss Betty Scott celebrated her birthday on the 5th, and let's see, looking down through here, looks like we've got one on the 6th, that's Brenda Cherry, and then on the 7th, Anita Cherry,
mm-hmm.
And it sounded a lot like Don's voice when he called in. They didn't identify themselves, but it kind of sounded like him. And let's see, Elise McLaren from her friends over at the nursing home checked in and like to wish her a happy birthday. And let's see, on the 7th also, Christine Strong. I know that was called in by one of the daughters from her husband, Paul, and her daughters, Paulette and...
Lola Jean.
Lola Jean.
Lola Jean.
And their granddaughters.
Yeah.
Called in to wish her a happy birthday. And also on the 7th, Robbie Walker. And let's see, and I think now Christine called in with to wish a happy birthday for her niece, Rhonda Hamilton. And let's see, and also I'd like to wish Lauren Carlisle a happy birthday. Lauren lives down in Smith County, but her granny Wealthy called in and wanted to wish her a happy birthday. And I think that we've got them all here for today, and here in a few minutes we'll get out our system here and we'll pull a number out and we'll award one of those birthday and anniversary cakes. And of course the system on that is we'll have a certificate down at the Clay County Chamber, and you go by and pick up your certificate, take it over to the Dairy Queen and pick up you one of those birthday cakes. Okay, Mayor, let's jump right back into you. I think we had a commission meeting the other night.
We did, and again, Thomas, thank you for the opportunity, as always, to come up and be with you here on the radio to talk to the citizens out there and to hopefully bring them up to date with the happenings of the county government. And as you mentioned a moment ago, that Philip, I talked to him, and he hopefully next month we can work it out to where we can get him up here. Mary Ann, she had a death in the family, and she's not there, and so he's having to man the phones and stuff down there today. So we certainly, our condolences goes out to Mary Ann and their family.
There's a whole lot more to that department than just those guys running up down the road with the cardboard truck, isn't there?
the staff down there, they do an outstanding job. I mean, them guys, you know, that goes around and collects your cardboard, and of course the guys that run the trucks and stuff, and Miss Ruth that works down there inside, she's been there for many, many years, and so I just commend them all because they all do a good job down there, as well as those attendants out in the county and stuff. They
okay.
do a good job.
The meeting the other night, do we have any?
We did. The county court had a commission meeting on February the 6th, and we had a few items on the agenda. We had a motion to, we didn't have no notaries, but we did have a motion to approve the planning minutes of the planning meeting, and also the trustee always turns in his quarterly report every quarter, and he did that and presented it to the commission, and to transfer that over to the county clerk so it goes on record. And we had five resolutions that they looked at. They had a resolution for an amendment for the general purpose school fund. And you get in time of the year when a lot of them starts taking place, they come back and they start amending their budget. It's not necessarily, you know, having to get extra. It's just moving stuff around. You know, a lot of times grant funds will come in and you have to go before the county commission to get those grant funds put in the right line item to where they need to go so they can use them.
Yeah, if folks haven't looked at a county budget, every dollar that's in that county budget, them dollar bills have got something stamped on them, haven't they?
They absolutely have.
And
yeah,
they got to be spent in that manner, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got a pipeline they got to go through, and that's for sure. And they have to be approved many, many times. If that's not in their original budget that they present on budget time, a lot of times they'll have to come back and go before the county commission, and with the school system, it has to go before the school board and then get approved, and then Ashley and the school director most of the time will come down to the county commission. The county commission has to approve it as well.
I'm sure you never get asked, well, why are y'all giving the school more money this time of the year?
the county commission, I mean, they do have some questions sometimes, but Ashley and them does an awful good job with explaining it, and they do a good job of that, and I commend them on the job they do. Resolution number two was a resolution to approve an interlocal agreement between E-911 Board in Clay County, and that's the 911 system that we've had here for many years. You remember back several years ago, I can remember I was on the 911 board several years ago whenever the enhanced 911 first come into the county, and they set up an agreement of, because they didn't have no money to operate on really. I mean, because it just got started. Now they get money from the state, grant money and stuff to help operate, as well as offer your phone bills. They get a certain amount off of that, as well as cell phone bills and stuff. They've started collecting some off of that now. And so they've got agreement with the county to help with the maintenance cost. And so they have to go into an interlocal agreement, it's called, that they have to agree, both parties agree on it and everything. So
we'll have to get those three young ladies back up here again before long to go through our E-911 and Natalie, and also the emergency services. Get all those folks up here again.
Well, you've got really two young ladies now. Christy, she's no longer with the ambulance. I think she does still help the ambulance service out some. But Natalie now is wearing, as always, she wears a lot of hats. And but she's the EMS director too. She's the ambulance director down there now, as well as the EMA director.
We'd have to interview her twice.
You would, yeah. You'd have to ask her, just as long as you don't ask her the same question twice, I guess. But they do a good job, and I appreciate, of course, the you see a lot of it. You don't think a lot about it until things come takes place, and then you absolutely see how much you appreciate those folks. And we went through a situation this past weekend in Moss area, and I want to thank everyone that come out and put forth the effort to assist in that situation, and I appreciate those that's doing that, because it takes special people to do stuff like that.
Yes, it does.
And we're very blessed to have them here in the county. Also, resolution number three was to urge the passage of an IMPROVE Act by the Tennessee General Assembly, and that's Governor Haslam. I think you mentioned maybe a little bit about that a while ago when you were talking to Matt of his budget. And this is where he's proposed a gas tax increase, you know. And they've sent out resolutions across all 95 counties to go before the county commission and stuff, and it's just a resolution that all commissioners, the commissions, gets, and they look at, and they urge the General Assembly to take this in consideration, and hopefully they use the best judgment that they possibly can. There's a lot in that budget, and I'm sure that before it comes out to the the other end, there'll be a lot of changes made to it and everything. So that was a resolution that was put before the county commission. And resolution four was a budget amendment for the general fund, and that was from the sheriff department. He sells equipment a lot of times on gov deals. Well, now that's when he sells them, a lot of his vehicles and stuff like that on gov deals.
Confiscated.
Yeah. And there's certain things, and I can't remember exactly what all it is, but he can do stuff like this on the gov deals, but and you don't have as many. You remember they used to have a Saturday, a big auction and all that kind of stuff and everything. Now you can do it on gov deals and stuff, and he's been very successful at it. It gives an opportunity for everybody to bid on it, and he had some money that where he'd sold some stuff. And when that happens, that comes back into the county because it's county money, and the commissioners has to agree to amend to transfer that back over into his department so he can buy more vehicles and stuff like that with it.
Okay, and let's take a little short break right
sure.
now. We're about halfway through our last slot of allotted time, and we do need to get some word in from these folks that make it possible for us to come on here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with the Clay County Corner. And, of course, we're on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And, of course, this station's been around for a long time here in Clay County, for us and in Salina. Do we still have our tires out at Midway that...
I think so.
We do. We've had a presence here for a number of years. Some of the old folks may remember a man by the name of Bill Mann, who used to bring the wagon over here and park it over in front of where Johnny's Antique Store is,
yep.
Set up camper and broadcast live from here in the county. I don't think he did it every day, but he did it so many days a week. And, folks would come by and say howdy to him.
I can remember that. Yeah.
Right now, but let's take a little short break. We'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here sitting in the, I used to call it the corner courtroom, but I've been corrected a couple times saying it's not technically in the corner because there's a hallway between us and the corner and the steps, but this is the Clay County Corner, and it only sounded right to call it the corner room for the Clay County Corner, but we enjoy being here. It's a cozy little room. We've got fires going this morning and got Mayor Reagan here with us, and he's been going over the last county commission meeting, and occasionally we wander off on some things, but what else we got on the commission?
We had another resolution, Resolution 5, tonight was to approve another budget amendment for the general fund, and that was some grant funds that the library got and the three-star organization, the three-star program that we've got that we're so thankful for all the volunteers that, and Dr. Young and them, and heads that up, and they got some grant funds that came in, and they had to be put into the right line item to where they could be used. So that was we had five resolutions, and we also had, this time of the year we always have to do, and this is in conjunction with our three-star program, that we have to make aware to the county commission the review of the debt management policy and what that is for the commission to. And I have to read a little statement to, and it goes on in the minutes that they continue to be aware of our debt management policy, and then it's on file at the office and also on file at the comptroller's office in Nashville. So you have to do that every year, and that's part of the criteria that they want you to do when Dr. Young and all the committees that applies for grants, you know, it helps through the three-star. I know a lot of the historical grants and stuff like that we have, you know, the one at here on the courthouse or that we've had in the past and everything. It all kind of flows back through the same requirements and stuff, so we have to do that. And also we made acknowledged of Mr. Herschel Lacey. Herschel had been county attorney for several years. He's been attorney since I've been in office, and back before I was. I know he was county attorney under Luke and some of the others before, and has done a good job, and he's retiring, and this is his last month. He'll be, as of the 28th of March the 1st, Herschel will be retiring as county attorney, and we want him to acknowledge him the other night and thank him for the service that he's done for the county.
And we, of course, like to wish Herschel and Joyce many, many years of happy retirement.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll get to take out on the wide open road and travel and enjoy some time together here in the next few years.
Yeah, we hope so. We wish them the very best and everything. God continue to bless them. I know that they've had some sickness and stuff in their family, and so we continue to ask God's blessings upon them as well. And, of course, our new county attorney will be taking over March the 1st, which is Jimmy White. And we certainly want to welcome him aboard and everything. Jimmy has been in law all of his life, and he was General Sessions judge here. And so he's real familiar with laws and stuff. So and the way that county government and city government operates and stuff. So we're thankful that Jimmy has agreed to become our county attorney. And so we certainly want to welcome him aboard and everything.
I guess, is he the only full-time office attorney here in Salina now?
As of right now, that I could say. Well, it's Diane Monroe.
Oh, she's an
attorney, but she's also a General Sessions judge.
Right.
And if you're a General Sessions judge, can't be the county attorney. That we have right now. Hopefully, one of these days we'll have some more young folks that's coming up that wants to get into the criminal justice system, the law, and all that, and hopefully we'll have some more folks that get into that here in the future.
Yeah, I know we've turned out a few lawyers over the past few years, but I think the closest they get to us maybe is over around Cookeville.
Cookeville or Livingston, I think, the McLaren. Andrea, I believe is her name. I think it is. I may speak her name wrong, and I don't mean to do that. And if I did, I'm sorry, Andrea, if you're listening to me on. But she's in terms. She lives over in Overton County, and
right.
Everything. Real nice gal.
Yeah, and I know. Yeah, I know. And of course, we got some others too. But they've been gone a year or two.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of one of the things. You know, we know that. You know, as we all get older, we are going to lose. Some of the folks that have businesses here, some of the folks that have, like I said, professionals that have offices.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hopefully we'll have we'll be able to attract our young folks back first and get some of those back in.
And that being said, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our area businesses here in county. I mean, we got a lot of the folks that, and I know if I start trying to name them all, please somebody out, and I certainly wouldn't intentionally mean to do that at all, but we got a lot of businesses here that we have been here with us for a long time, and we always want to thank them for continuing to be here and employing the folks that they do, and offering the services that they do for our county, because they're so important. But but we had one that I know it came out in the paper a couple of weeks, about a week or so ago, that VNF Transformers, and we are so thankful that they chose to locate here in Salina, and that the state of Tennessee have been working with them, as well as some of the local folks. Had a whole host of folks that were working on this, and they made the announcement the other day, and is out in the paper, that they had got some funding from the state to help them on some renovation and some expansion, and they're planning on hiring some more folks up there, and they're already in the process of doing that, and they're doing well, and we're just so thankful that they're here with us. And they plan on, they said that they're planning on staying here for a long time. And that's very reassuring. And, it took a long time to this project. A lot of times, Thomas, you know, when you're working on stuff and a lot of people says, well, what's going on in the county? Have you got any new prospects or whatever? There's a lot of times we're working on things, but we can't, come out and say much about it.
You don't want to let our competition know what's
well,
going on either,
and that was one of the things here, the state of Tennessee, the ECD department and everything, when we were working on this, they told us that we absolutely need to be, keep this kind of low-keyed until they make sure that everything was kosher. And you're looking at me. Are you wanting to take a break?
No, we're going. We're
okay. Okay. Well, just shut me up. Just cut me off anytime.
No.
That's fine. And but we want to thank everyone. There was a whole host of folks that helped, the ID board members, the ECD board members, Mr. Norris, Ray Norris, that worked at the chamber for several years out there, and the three-star folks that worked out in this, Dr. Young and all his crew, and certainly the state of Tennessee, and Representative Keesland, Senator Beavers, and Congressman Black, and all those that worked hard to help get the funding and stuff that they got to get together on. And hopefully we'll be seeing a lot more folks going to work up there, and some expansion on that building and everything. So we're just so thankful. The Lord has blessed us, and we want to give God the praise and glory for that, for sure.
And of course, I do a little quick shout out here to one of the things that really make this possible here, and that is our infrastructure. The Twin Lakes telephone folks,
mm-hmm.
They make it possible for things like this to happen, because I know a lot of the major companies, and even some of the minor companies anymore, they really don't keep a payroll system on site, and I think that they've got things where they connect their time clocks to a time clock in New York City or Chicago. Or somewhere,
yeah.
Or another, and register when you clock in here, and they have their payroll system there, and the system that we have in place here with Twin Lakes, with our fiber, that's been around here since back in the 90s when we got so far ahead of everyone. And thanks to them, we're managing to stay ahead of most of the counties around in our infrastructure.
Absolutely right. And Twin Lakes was one of the ones, too, that played a major role in this as well, because that was one of the things that like you said, connected them up to Chicago, to the main office up there and everything. So we appreciate everybody.
I just got one of those. So
okay.
Well, why don't you reach in there and pull us out a number? And let me do my drum roll. And looks like Robbie Walker has won the cake today. So,
well, happy birthday.
Robbie, you'll need to go out by the Chamber of Commerce and pick up your certificate and get your cake.
Exactly
and,
right.
Of course, a special shout out to those folks out there that make this possible each week. And remember that magic number, 243-5574. And, well, Dale, look like we getting to the point where we need to, I guess, put the horse up and shut the barn door again here and close up the farm here for another week. But we really appreciate everyone being here with us. And what was it, Tennessee Ernie, for bless your little pea-picking heart for
there
being here with me.
Exactly, yeah.
And we'll see you again here the next time, which will be about next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again, and we hope to meet you here on our radio dial again next week. With that, a good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.